This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are Romans chapter 5 today, verses 6 through 8. And we saw last time that our tribulations are something that we boast in because they lead us to a state of expectation. The sufferings of our present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that's coming. Paul tells us in his Corinthian letters that our present sufferings are light when compared with the surpassing weight of glory to come. And all the while we go through tribulation, God's love is in our hearts through the Spirit that is given to us. And this proves that our tribulations are not the signs of God's anger with us. So often we go through tribulation, we think God's angry with us, but He is not. We now belong to God and we are His children. And notice when He demonstrated His love to us. Was it when we were good? No, it was not. So if He loved us when we were not good, will He hate us now that we are His children? Absolutely not. Let's read Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now first notice in verse 6, it is when we were yet without strength that He died for us. Man is a weak, dying creature, and there is nothing man can do about his condition. No matter how much medicine or trying to find cures for the ills of mankind, he can never live forever. He's a weak, dying creature. And Paul said, even as a believer, that God's strength is made perfect in weakness, and so also His salvation and His justifying man is magnified in our weakness. In due time, He died for the ungodly. It was due time. The condition we were in was ungodly, and we were not strong enough to be godly, and it was while we were in that condition, in due time, He died for us. Notice again that it was in due time. God does everything at the right time, in the right way. God's due time to demonstrate His salvation is when we were powerless. Now, verse 7 shows two possible cases when a man might possibly lay down his life for his fellow man. First, we read that scarcely will a man die for a righteous man. We're reading Romans 5, verse 7. What is a righteous man in this context? Well, imagine you had a neighbor. He was a righteous man. That is, he did the right thing. He would take care of his property and not interfere with yours. He would cut his grass right up to the property line and no further. He's a righteous neighbor. He does the right thing and he doesn't bother you. And you're happy to have a man like that as a neighbor. However, you would scarcely die for that man. You probably would not lay down your life for somebody who's just a neighbor who does what's right. Now imagine you have a good neighbor. He cuts his grass up to the property line and also cuts some of your grass. He even helps you when you need him. He may even cut your grass when you're sick. Now, you may possibly give your life for him. That is the extent of man's love. Man will probably not give up his life for a neighbor who is a righteous man. He may give his life for a neighbor who is good to him. But God's love is demonstrated to us in this way. Imagine a bad neighbor. This neighbor destroys his property and yours. He's a horrible neighbor. He calls you name and mistreats you, and maybe eventually one day he destroys his own home and yours. That's a bad neighbor. And that's why Paul says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's us. We're the bad neighbor. God commends his kind of love, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is the extent of God's love reaching out to the worst. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.